The Justice Department is investigating Metabolife International. There are allegations that the leading seller of the dietary supplement Ephedra lied about its safety. The criminal probe was launched at the request of the Food and Drug Administration. Joining me now is Dr. Lester Crawford, acting FDA commissioner. A number of companies sell products containing Ephedra. Why have you asked the Justice Department to look into this one?
Actually, we had intervened last year in another court case that involved this company, Metabolife, in an effort to get some adverse event reports that they had, which were said to be numbered in the thousands. We were denied that by the company and also by the court. So since that time, we've been attempting, and actually this goes back to 1997, to get copies of their adverse event reports. We have failed that and been denied that, and the company's been uncooperative for these 5 years. And they seem to have the largest number of reports and also probably a bigger part of the market. So we have been attempting to get them. We finally have gotten their acquiescence after we started a criminal probe.
Is this investigation likely to turn up information that will help the FDA decide whether Ephedra is safe?
Yes, it very likely will, because this is the largest group of adverse reports we could have or expect to find.
And what do we know now about health problems that may be associated with Ephedra?
Well, a great deal of it is anecdotal, but remember, this drug goes back to antiquity, and it actually has been purified and used as a medical pharmaceutical for a number of years. It's known to be very potent, similar to amphetamine in the way it works, and is a useful pharmaceutical, but as the question is whether or not it's a dietary supplement. It has a lot of risk with it. So we're actually asking consumers to now check with their physicians before continuing to use it.
And what would the FDA have to do or prove to have Ephedra actually pulled off the market?
Well, what we'll have to do is we'll have to go through these approximately 13,000 adverse event reports and see what we find. If there's a pattern of heart irregularities or some other sentinel symptom, we probably would have enough information at that point. We do have to show that the product is inherently unsafe for the use for which it is intended, at the dose for which it's intended.
And other dietary supplements, how much do we know about their safety?
Well, there are a number of them that we have some questions about, like the product androstenedione. But for the most part, they seem to be working well, and there's great consumer acceptance, and we don't have any grouping of adverse event reports. But there are, a couple of three, just like in any product category, that we need to look at.
Dr. Crawford, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Lester Crawford is acting commissioner for the Food and Drug Administration.